You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, dealmakers in their shiny Santon offices are shaking their heads in disbelief. That's following a presidential proclamation last Friday that meant certain sections of the Competition Amendment Act came into force with immediate effect. Now, some of the most controversial provisions, things like the new buyer power and price discrimination rules for dominant firms, have yet to become law. I think they still require some regulation and quite extensive. But still, there's a lot to be concerned about for a country that supposedly wants to encourage business and competition. I've got Heather Irvine, Director at Falcon & Hume Inc. Attorneys and a very well-respected competition lawyer on the line just to share what's changed and what firms need to be mindful of now. Evening, Heather.
Yes, good evening, Michael.
Now, the Competition Commission and the Department of Trade and Industry have, I think it is the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition now, have just become a whole lot more powerful. Just how powerful when it comes to mergers and deal making?
Well, I think there are some significant changes, in particular to the merger notification provisions, Michael. Firms are now going to have to tell the Competition Commission a lot more about their activities in the economy. They can look into interests that are held by an acquiring firm and not just what firms it controls. And they've also expanded the range of public interest factors that the authorities can consider when they decide whether or not to approve a merger, and of course whether there should be conditions. And those public interest factors have already broadened to a significant extent in the cases we've seen coming through the tribunal. But it's now explicit in the Act that the Commission must consider these other factors, and this is undoubtedly going to add to the time that it takes to get mergers cleared and potentially add to the costs of merging parties when they notify deals, because they have to agree to conditions if they want to get a clearance.
And already it's one of the big complaints. If you chat to any investment advisor, a corporate banker or deal maker, is the amount of time it takes to get any deal approved when you notify the authorities. From your vantage point, what are the key areas of risks for businesses from here?
So I think the key area of risk is really unpredictability risk. It's become increasingly difficult to look at a transaction and to evaluate what kinds of concerns might arise. Third parties like trade unions and consumer groups and even government departments can and do participate in these processes, and sometimes issues come to the fore which one wouldn't think of as traditional competition law issues. And then when one starts discussing conditions, sometimes the conditions that are suggested to remedy those effects can be very costly conditions. So it poses headaches for deal makers that are planning a deal timetable. It becomes very difficult to know what time periods you can allow for fulfillment of conditions precedent, like gaining approval. And then the cost of a deal can be substantially extended. So if you have to agree, for example, not to make any retrenchments in the target business for a three-year period, that can substantially add to your wage bill, even if there are pressing operational requirements in the business that you're buying.
Is there any upside to all of this?
I think one upside, Michael, is that they've broadened the grounds for exemption from the Act quite considerably. So companies that want to collaborate, even if they're competitors, if they can find good efficiency reasons for doing that, you can now go and seek sanction from the Competition Commission up front. And I think that's going to allow parties to put a wide range of joint letters and collaboration agreements before the Commission, before they enter into these arrangements. And provided you can demonstrate that there will be benefits from the arrangements, you can actually get an exemption from the Act.
Well, it certainly is a big wake-up call for those who were perhaps sleeping and thinking that these amendments weren't going to come into law. They are now in effect. As I said earlier, we are still waiting some other regulations as well. The stakes are high, though. Contraventions of regulations now subject to a penalty on a first offence of 10% of turnover, and repeat offenders could be held liable for a penalty of up to 25% of turnover. Are we making it easier to do business? Are we improving our ranking there? You be the judge. Heather Irvin, Director of Falcon & Hume Inc. Attorneys, with the Competition Amendment Act coming into force in part. Kitleho is standing by with your news wrap.